Welcome to Input GR, a podcast by Dunamis Media.
Hey folks, Bruce with Dunamis Media, and welcome to Input GR, where we ask for your input so we can have a better outcome. And today, I'm talking with Larry Martin. He's the realtor for Keller Williams here in Granville, Michigan. And we're going to talk about maybe the pulse of real estate here in the Grand Rapids area, but also we're going to talk a little bit about social media and how that affects us here in the Grand Rapids area. But before we get to our guests, I would like to mention the Grand Rapids business of the day, and that's my daughter's business, and that's called Vital and Wild. She is has an herb business. I call her the herb nerd, and she's very, very good at that. She even has classes. She will teach you how to make specific natural things for your body that actually help instead of maybe taking over-the-counter drugs or prescriptions. She helps naturally make an herb that will actually help you. And she, if you'd like to contact her and have a class, her website is vitalandwild.com. That's vitalandwild.com. And then at the end of this podcast, I always ask, a tradition, my guest a Michigan trivia question. So always makes it interesting.
Michigan football or Michigan?
Who knows? Actually, Michigan in general. Anyway, Larry, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Good, good. So, Larry, tell us a little bit about how long you have been in the real estate business. Tell us a little bit about what you love about it.
Sure. Well, I started in real estate in 1992, a long time ago. And even before that, my grandfather was a realtor and my dad was a realtor. So I'm a third generation real estate guy. And now I have my son Jake, who's 22, my son Jesse, who's 20. They're both on my team.
Mm-hmm.
So real estate's gone through a big evolution over the years. When I first got in, we were doing advertising through the Advance newspaper, Grand Rapids Press, and on TV, and that was going crazy. And then all of a sudden, the internet came in. Remember that? Long time ago, right?
Sure.
And then everybody got their information online, so they didn't have to call on any of that. So it's kind of the evolution of the real estate game has been changing ever since.
Now, the one thing I want to ask you, too, was in the Grand Rapids area for the last couple years at least, it has exploded. I mean, as far as people, seems like people are coming in here to Grand Rapids. Do you see that? Is it still a seller's market? How do you see that right now?
Boy, that's kind of changing a little bit.
Is it?
This time last year, there was very few houses on the market. And right now, I think I'm having 9 open houses this weekend.
Wow.
So now that will change going into winter. Those houses will sell, and it'll be more of a constricted flow of houses. So, but right now is a fabulous time to buy.
As far as are they just building more homes here in the Grand Rapids area? Is that what's happening?
It's a lot of people are moving in from out of the area,
mm-hmm.
and the builders are really building. So you'll notice that on the outskirts. There's a lot of new subdivisions coming
in. Sure.
Yeah.
Byron Center is a big one.
Byron Center, right.
Yeah. It seems like the Northeast, too. I think Rockford is starting to really take off,
too. It is.
Too.
Kentwood is certainly exploding out that way, too.
Interest rates, where are they at right now? Are they pretty reasonable?
Yeah. Actually, in the last year, they've come down almost 1%. So they were at about 5, and now they're down just under 4. Just depends on the day. So that can fluctuate a little bit day to day.
Okay. And as far as the Grand Rapids community, it seems that we have really gotten a lot of favor from magazines nationwide of people moving here. Mm-hmm. Is that still happening? I mean, you're still seeing more people coming in from because they're hearing about Grand Rapids?
That's really amazing. I mean, the technology that's coming into Grand Rapids and the new plants that are coming in.
The Medical Mile.
All that stuff. It's really having that compound effect where people are really coming in to Grand Rapids.
The one thing I wanted to talk to you too about, and we want to touch base on that, of course, and what you do, mm-hmm. but you're a lot like me in the sense that we connect with people through social media.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you connect with the average person, the customer or B2B. Mm-hmm. What do you do to promote them?
as far as my...
It's on your social media.
The local businesses,
yeah,
do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the places that I go to and I enjoy, I find that people that I know through social or friends mm-hmm. are also going to enjoy those, I think. So mm-hmm. like a place like a Core Life Eatery, mm-hmm. I go out there and I'll talk to them about their menu, and then I put that on you know, Facebook or mm-hmm. Instagram, mm-hmm. and then that helps that business grow their business.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's something that I've seen. It's interesting because I want to talk to you about this mm-hmm. with Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I know Facebook Live in its infancy in 2016, I heard about it in, I think, early 2017.
Yes.
And I started seeing the potential of it. And I actually told a realtor back then, I said, look, I even gave him an example. I said, I went through my house. I said, this is what you could do. And I noticed you did that
uh-huh.
to a house the other day. I looked on your page, and you actually take the video. You take,
yeah.
you, what, maybe it's alive. I think it was alive,
yeah.
wasn't it? You just went through and said, hey, I'm here at XYZ house.
Right.
Here's what the exterior looks like. Here's what the lawn looks like. If you can see around here, there's woods, whatever. And we're going to take you inside, and here's the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. Has that been pretty effective?
Super effective. It's amazing. I mean, if I took a video and I walked through the house and I shot it and then I put that onto Facebook, it would get about 150 views, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do a live video and I have some interaction with the public
mm-hmm.
and then I do a Facebook, well, during a Facebook Live, there might be 600 or 700 views. So it's that dramatic a change.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
It's
and
really
I know that
great.
Facebook Live likes that audience engagement.
Right.
Or Facebook in general likes that. You use drone footage.
Yes, I do.
Right? Tell me a little bit about how you use that with real estate.
Boy, we use that mostly on properties that have more than 1 acre. I
okay.
found that to be the most effective, or a higher-end property.
Okay.
But that gives people an overlook of the actual, what the property has to offer.
And when you take that, I noticed that you do it more professionally. You said your son's into
yes.
videography
yep.
and so on. Is that something that you put together as an advertisement, or you just want to showcase a home? Is that mm-hmm. what you're thinking?
So every time I list a home, I hire a professional photography crew to come in.
Sure.
And they take care of that, and they do the drone footage.
Sure.
So it's all outsourced to a company that's awesome. So that's all done professionally.
That's great.
Yeah, and then we post it online, and we're getting really good feedback from the general public that they like that.
That's great. And you
yeah.
find that when you do the live videos, I noticed
yeah.
that I haven't done too many in the last
yeah.
year. I've kind of taken a little bit of a shift, but I was doing them like crazy in the beginning, just going around. I had a 24-day challenge where I said, I'm going to, before Christmas, I'm going to do a promoted business every day. And it
yeah.
was just fun. I was just going around town. And businesses that I actually like, that
yeah.
I've actually done business with, that I felt that deserved a shout out.
Yeah.
But do you find that when you do these, people, there is that engagement. Like when you have the live, you'll see someone say, hey, Larry, how you doing? Do you feel like that's, it's more of an organic approach,
mm-hmm.
right? So you feel like that's more of a connection point that people really enjoy?
It is, and I see that when people make a comment and then I interact back, it can cause other people to have other thoughts too. So it's really great, I think. I love that. Now, it is hard to do the live video
mm-hmm.
and then look at the comments
right,
while you're doing
is.
The live video.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to lose your track because
right.
it's a live video.
It
so
is.
If you go blank, then you're blank
yeah.
on live video.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. It's a little...
It is sometimes, yeah, it's just so raw that you make some mistakes and you go, okay, well, people
yeah.
sometimes understand that, you know, this is...
It's very real.
It's very real. And I think it's a great way to connect. So where do you see your... Go ahead.
So with the live video, which what I like is I'm putting out the Facebook Live. I'm showing the house
mm-hmm.
kind of as if the people were working with me.
Sure.
So when they go through, when they meet me in person... and they look at a house, they get a sense of how I am, my personality,
yep.
and what I'm like.
Yep.
And then they can identify if they want to work with me or not. So
right.
there's not going to be any surprises when they work with me.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing that we're finding, too, is that people like to see a face with the business.
Right.
And they like to say, oh, that's what he looks like, or that's what he sounds like. And
mm-hmm.
it's not just this guy in this, you know, big building that we can't approach. You're very approachable.
Thank
and I've
you.
Always said that. I think the one thing that's cool about the social medias. I've always felt that social media is a good tool. It's like anything. We can abuse it. We can use it for negative things, and I hate to see that.
Me too.
It's a tool that we can use, right?
Right.
To connect with people, and people seem to really enjoy that, and we're in that world now.
Right.
So let's use it to learn how to reach out to the local community.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really great.
Yeah, I think you're right. So that's awesome, Larry. Is there anything else you'd like to add to that? You'd like to add to how you're using real estate? How else you're using? Are you using Instagram at all? Are you using?
So I do use Instagram, and I find more people that are actually buying houses are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But I am doubling my efforts for Instagram for the future, because okay. I see that really being important. But I really promote my listing. So when I list a home, I get the professional photography done, videography, and then I put it on Facebook. I boost the post right before an open
sure.
house.
Sure.
It really creates a lot of sense of urgency.
Okay.
So we get that a lot of times a multiple offer situation.
Oh, good.
And people get more than they're asking. So that's really my game, is to promote the house and get the people what they really want. So,
great. What about yeah. LinkedIn? Are you using that in any way?
No, I don't.
Not really?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you finding that effective?
I've used it a little bit. I've been getting more into it. The one thing that's nice with LinkedIn is if you're wanting to deal with businesses, like if I want to connect
yeah.
with you, of course. And
right.
That's B2B. But, you know, the fact is, when I look at your market, makes sense when you're going on Facebook or
right.
Instagram, because you're dealing with the general public.
Right.
And you can even target them. You can mm-hmm. say, okay, I'm going to target this in a 5-mile radius or a 25-mile radius, and I want to reach these people. And this is the demographic I want to reach. This is the age group and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing with Facebook is you can be very, very specific with that. So that's what I think makes sense, what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
is you're going, hey, I'm going to take, you know, I'm reaching out to the average person here. And mm-hmm. like you said, you're getting some people actually
Yeah. So what I love is when I list that really nice house,
mm-hmm.
and then I get the pictures, I get the video, and then I post it, and then I do a boost for $100. That's what I usually do.
Sure.
And then it blasts it out to like the 30,000 closest people.
Wow.
And then they have friends, and they have friends.
Sure.
And
sure.
then they call me, and then we really make it happen. So
that's
what I love. That's my passion. Marketing is where it's at for
that's
me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks.
Larry, it's been a pleasure. Talking with you.
You,
and I think I would like to, as promised, I would like to go over the trivia question of
all
Michigan.
Right. Can't
and,
wait.
All right. So, question. Julie and I were up north in the mm-hmm. Leelanau Peninsula.
Yeah.
And we actually went to a place called Fishtown.
Okay.
And Fishtown is within another town. And
yeah.
what town was that? Was it Leland, Manistee, or was it Leelanau?
Leland.
That's right, Leland.
Yes,
very
I was
good.
Just there 2 weeks ago.
You were there 2 weeks ago. And it's a cool place. I'll show a couple pictures to people
yeah.
online. So I think it's a very cool place. And the colors, someone's asked me today, now as of this podcast, mm-hmm. it is October 19th. Yesterday
yes.
was the 18th, 2019. And the colors were perfect up there. Julie and I both went through there, and the colors were just
yeah.
brilliant. And I think some things have run behind a little bit, but beautiful place.
Mm.
As many places I've been to Michigan, I'd never been there. So Julie suggested we go there. So
Fishtown,
nice.
Yeah, where the little shops open.
Little shops are
the cheese places.
Cheese plate.
That's right on Lake Leelanau.
Yeah,
and then that goes out into Lake Michigan.
Yes.
But Lake Leelanau is 23 miles long. So. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't
awesome.
Know that either.
Pretty awesome.
Wow.
I love it up there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thanks for having me on today.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Larry.
Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, folks, if you'd like to contact Larry, you can contact him by phone at 616-288-3244 or on the web at kellerwilliamsrivertown.com.